Robert Farmer joins us on Panthers Radio with Zynomics. And Rob, it's that time here, it's playoff time.
Yeah, it's an exciting time and we're feeling pretty good going into it, so hopefully we have a good couple of weekends here.
And you've played in a lot of playoff series over here now, and a lot of the imports who come over, they're used to more long series. What have you been telling them about it?
Well, I think everyone on the team experienced it with the Challenge Cup semi-final and against Guildford. Obviously, they didn't go out we wanted, but I think everyone knows the format and what we need to do to be successful. So, yeah, we're just going to try and have a good week here and bring our best of the weekend.
And I'm sure you've been telling the guys about what that Final Four weekend's like.
Yeah, it's obviously a lot of fun, but you can't think past this weekend. We're playing a very good team who they want to be there too. And yeah, so we're going to have to be at our best for 120 minutes this weekend, and hopefully that results in us being there.
And speaking of being at our best, for a long time now, you yourself, Brett Pelini and Chris Stewart have been our hottest line. What do you think it is that's made you guys click so much?
We've obviously got some good chemistry, but yeah, they're two very good players. We have fun playing together, and yeah, we're enjoying it, and we're looking forward to keep going, and hopefully, like I said, have a good weekend.
And you seem to have a lot of success with the former NHLers who come over. Like, you played on the line with Cam Jansen, had a lot of success. Brian McGrattan, you had a lot of success, and now it's translated to Chris as well.
Yeah, I mean, I don't really know why. I mean, they're all obviously really good players, and obviously the way they play probably complements me, being bigger guys and stuff. But yeah, it's been a lot of fun playing with all of them, and right now, yeah, I'm just enjoying playing with Pearls and Stewie, and we're going to look to have a good weekend.
And that weekend starts away in Fife on Saturday. Travelling up on the Friday, that'll be a massive help, won't it?
Yeah, well, obviously it's a little bit of distance away, but we're going to prepare as best as we can for that. And yeah, we're ready. We know what that building's like and how tough it is to play there, and we're going to have to be at our best to get the result we want.
So it's a tough building to play in, and games between the Panthers and Fife have been quite niggly this year, to say the least. It's going to be important to keep the emotions in check, isn't it, especially in such a short series?
Yeah, always. I mean, a big thing in these is you know, not being undisciplined and giving up power plays, because, you know, it kills the momentum of the team. And obviously, you're giving a team with some skilled players time on the puck with a power play. So, yeah, we're going to look to be disciplined and play our game. And, yeah, we got to score more goals than them over 120 minutes. That's the most important thing, not anything else. And so, yeah, we're ready to do that.
And then having that second leg at home is huge, isn't it, with a home crowd behind you?
Yeah, it's obviously we have amazing fans, and when the building's electric like it was last week, actually, it was good. It's a very easy place to play for us. It gives us a big boost, and yeah, hopefully Sunday we're in a position where that's a thing again.
Right, thanks, Rob.